mentally over the next couple of days, but I can assure you that it will be many organizers in the background also working, and you'll probably get to see us later on. But for now, without further ado, I want to say hi to Vincent. Hi, Vincent.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for coming, and thanks for presenting. I mean, you didn't decide to go first. It's mostly the time zone for you, which decided for you, because I believe you're in Japan, correctly?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm living there now, and it's very late. It's really funny to see everyone saying good morning in the chat, and then it's already late in the night.
It's always the same for me. So personally, I'm in France, so for me, it's only 3 p.m. For you, it's probably 9 or 10 p.m. if I'm correct.
Yeah, already 11 here. Yeah.
It's already 11, so thank you for staying up so late for us. And how about we just get started with the questions, because you've just presented something that is very dear to my heart, which is writing academic paper with Org Mode, which is, for the record, how I got started with Org Roam and stuff like this. So unless you've got anything else to add on top of your presentation that wasn't able to fit in, I suggest we just start taking questions.
All right, so right now I'm reading the question from IRC and also from the pad, so I guess I'm gonna take what's already written there. So the first one asking, I'd be interested in how to start this journey to write academic paper in Org Roam while not having used Emacs Org Mode yet. So I saw this one before, and I guess it would be possible to do that, like to use Org documents only as the way that you are writing papers. Like maybe you can just use that as a template that you're going to export. And if you are familiar with LaTeX, it's going to be more useful, I guess, and maybe more convenient to work with inside of Emacs. But then I'm not 100% sure if that's maybe in my opinion, the benefits of using Org Roam in that setup is that you can link the things. For me, I'm using the search function for Org Roam to just navigate between the files. So that's really a good advantage. But that could be, like Leo said in the presentation, that's something you can start using Org Mode with to write papers. So yeah. Some second question. So how about connecting Emacs Org Roam to Zotero? Is that something that you have experience with? Not at all. Actually, I used briefly Zotero in the past, and I really didn't like it, or didn't really get into that. I don't know. But right now, I don't connect that at all. The question after, out of curiosity, how do you manage your bibliography? Do you do it from inside Emacs or using a separate program like Zotero? Because personally, I have struggled to do it from Emacs, though I have wanted to for some time. So the way I manage that is I just have a couple of .bib files that I edit by hand, where I put the reference when I find them. I just show it very briefly in the presentation, but the way does that. One of the great thing with the Org reference system is that if you have your bibliographic files that are connected to that system, you can just you can put the link, the reference to the paper, like click on it from your Org note, and then you can open the PDF, you can open the DOI link to open the whatever publisher page. I don't use Zotero, and I just edit bib or bib files by hand in Emacs.
I was just going to add something, because I Org Roam BibTeX is actually one of the packages that I developed, and I got it working with Zotero because for me it was convenient. I was studying humanities, and for me it was very easy to connect reference taken in my browser with Zotero and just post-processing them a little bit. But it is possible to make Org Roam BibTeX and Zotero work together, but it's a little bit of an involved process to get everything working in Emacs.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess the The way I'm doing it, like, yeah, I understand the appeal for the tour for having the having it integrated in the browser. Maybe that's something I should look up actually, because right now I'm just like doing it very much by hand, like going on the publisher page and copying the bib bibtec block and just using putting that in my file. Yeah, so it's maybe not a very efficient workflow on that side. But after yeah. that, yeah, having it linked to the PDF, it's and having it inside the note is yeah. is great.
Yeah, to some extent, it kind of depends on the reference system that is used by the field in which you are or the university in which you're publishing, because sometimes, you know, you're going to have some basic BibTeX file and sometimes you're going to have better BibTeX files. And those are very different metadata that you need to reconcile. And depending on which LaTeX compiler you're using, be it Zlatex, be it the regular LaTeX, Lua LaTeX, it's going to be all different. So it's a whole kind of worms that I'm not sure we want to be opening now. But if you are interested, and if you're not too attached about getting everything right, it's really easy to get started with stuff like Orgrim BibTeX. It's supposed to get you most of the way down to a working setup. And if you need to get everything working down to the comma based on your reference system, that's going to be a little harder. But it's possible. I managed to do it, and many people actually managed to do it. Okay, anyway, I suggest we move on to the next question.
All right, so the next question asking, how do you start a new document? There are a lot of headers you have to set up. Do you use a template? I'm curious if you use YaSnippets to deal with all of these LaTeX org meta commands. So I don't use a snippets template of any kind for that. Probably I should. That's actually a good idea. I'm probably going to look into that. No, the way I do actually is I just reuse some previous documents. I copy it, delete all the content, and adjust it until it works the way I like. The main issue in general after that step is to make it work with the template I receive. And let's say if I have some template that needs to work with another LaTeX compiler, I'm probably gonna try to copy an existing file that I have that uses the same compiler to save me some work. But yeah, no, I don't use any snippet or something. Probably I should, but I'm just doing it the quick and dirty way to just copy some existing thing. Then what do you think of CTAR with Orgrim BibTeX? It seems that BibTeX completion is tied to Orgrim BibTeX. I never really looked into CTAR or CITAR that much. I don't know about that.
I don't know either, so I'm not going to be able to help on this one.
Because yeah, the BibTeX completion is tied to the Orgrim BibTeX. I guess so.
So BibTeX completion is the single motor that drives Elm BibTeX and Ivy BibTeX, on perhaps there's another alternative now that is using the Vertigo stack for completion. But Orgrim BibTeX was interfacing with BibTeX completion to retrieve all the references from a bib file. And I assume CTAR would be something very similar in the way that it interfaces with a bib file, but I couldn't tell you more. I need to explore it a little more. And sadly, I haven't touched any of this stack in like 3 years, so I'm a little out of touch. I guess this is what comes with leaving academia to go work as a corporate developer. I'm no longer so interested in the publishing process, even though I'm obviously very appreciative of people who still do, and especially people who use Orgrim and Orgrim BibTeX to do it.
Yeah, same here. But I'm definitely going to look into the CTAR package to see what's possible. Maybe can be used in some way that is useful for me.
Yeah.
Then if I go to the next question. So most academic journals insist that papers are formatted in their own custom LaTeX document class. Does Orgrim make it easy to do that? The answer is no. That's mostly what I was presenting in the slide. So like, actually that's also why I made the presentation, because if someone have a solution, I would gladly take it. No, the way I do it is that I have to add a Wait, I don't have that on top of my head. The
Plus five,
Orgletic
perhaps?
class. Yeah, exactly. So Orgletic class. So I just make a custom Orgletic class with the name of the LaTeX template. But in general, I think people use that to redefine like stuff like section and subsection. But for me, in general, I just it shows and also in the slide where I just map the section to the same section. I just change the name of the class, and this way it allows to import the CLS, and then the rest is just like putting the tech template that is provided either in headers, in LaTeX headers at the top, or just on a LaTeX block in the body of the document if that's needed. For example, for the acknowledgement, sometimes they need some different formatting. But no, it's not really easy because it needs to you need to modify some configuration in Emacs to do that. And then after that, a little bit like manually adapt the templates into your org note. So that's a little bit some upfront work to do. But once it's done, your note's going to be exported exactly like the template, and you don't have to worry about it. So that's
It's an interesting topic because the thing about it, on one side, you want to have, when you're using LaTeX, it kind of translates into you caring a lot about the document that you produce. Either you care about how quickly you can turn a plain text document into a very nicely formatted PDF at the end, or you just care about the output of your documents, making sure that everything is properly formatted. We were talking about references just before. The formatting rule for references are highly dependent upon the manual that you're using. And some people really care about this. And what I found in my particular experience, my own personal experience writing for academia, was that I was more in the later crowd that really cared about the output format and making sure everything was correct. And it's really a struggle to get everything working, especially when you're transpiling from org mode documents straight into LaTeX. You're obviously going to be resorting to a number of hacks to get everything working, like Vincent just mentioned with a class, or you're going to end up with many imported files just to get everything working. But really, you're fighting against the tide if you want to get something a little different from what is shipping with org mode. Maybe everything has gotten better since I was writing my papers, but generally, if you
Kindly
care a lot about the
disagree.
formatting, yeah, go on.
I kindly disagree. Actually, I'm surprised that the LaTeX template is so complex that you don't just change the document class, but also need to do something else. I'd say it's rather uncommon. I guess it depends on the area of your research. Because
Yeah, exactly.
my
I mean,
experience is
that's
usually not so bad. You just need CLS and that's all.
Yeah, but it really depends on as you said, on the field in which you're publishing. Some fields are a little more lax with their rules, and just the fact that you can introduce mathematic formulas kind of makes LaTeX the de facto for publishing math documents. But when you're doing humanities, they're more attached to other kinds of formatting. So it's I think things are much better anyway since I started 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, I heard for humanities people like Microsoft Word, stuff like that.
Yes, sadly, that's the format we're fighting against.
Yeah. As for document, for LaTeX classes, it is a customization and it is the right way to customize this thing. That's all. I'm not sure why it's a hack. It's not a hack. It's an actual user customization.
Right. So we've got about 4 more minutes of question. Vincent, we've got a couple of. I've got a little health talking in my ear telling me they're exactly the same thing. So we've got about 2 more questions. Vincent, do you want to field them?
Sure. So are you using Zotra, sending some link or OrgRef? No, I don't. I never heard of Zotra actually. Looking that very brief. That's something I'm gonna have to look into. Apparently it's a short for Zotero Translator, so that might be something useful to for me since I'm not using Zotero yet, maybe trying to combine. But no, I never really tried these, but I will. And the last question, how much of this is tied to OrgRome specifically? Not a lot. Actually, apart from the Orgrom BibTeX, I think it is the maybe I'm mixing up stuff there. But no, not a lot actually. It's just the fact that I'm using that as a node in my Orgrom system. But apart from that, I mean, actually, all of the exports can be done from a normal org node or any other knowledge management system that you do with org nodes. So no, it's not specifically tied to Orgrom. It's just that that's the way I'm using it, and I'm showing it this way. But yeah, actually, the export process can be done with the it's not specifically tied to Orgrom.
Just confirming this, the only way Orgrom intervenes into this process is just referencing bibliography elements. It just kind of intercedes a little bit between what Orgrom usually does. But when it comes to the exports to LaTeX and PDF eventually, that's completely deferring to org exports, so OX, LaTeX, and all of this. So we are not intervening in any way into this transpiling format.
One comment. I don't know if I imagine it is, but it looked from the slides that it was our graph. Was it?
Sorry, that it was
Our graph.
our graph. Wait a minute. Yes.
Because it
So
is
all
our graph
graph.
that uses link system for citations, built-in citations, which is there is a built-in citation system in org mode. It doesn't use links. It has a special way to cite things.
Yeah, and
Because
I believe. Yeah, go on, please, Vincent.
no, I just want to say in that case, I'm using the link with the cite cite command. I'm not using the orgrom link for the reference. I didn't really show that very carefully, but then it's a cite element that is exported. So like the rom part is just like you can access the org notes that you have attached to a reference paper, but that's it.
Okay, because for brief, I was confused by why, but the bibliography is a link. Why style is a link? Because it is the approach our graph uses.
Okay, I see. The thing is, the actually I don't know why, but in my experience using the Orgrom BibTeX links doesn't export or didn't export properly. So like adding them with the orgraph site worked better. So that's why I'm using these.
If I may
Well,
interject
if
for a
you're adding
second,
links
because we
with
are
OrGraph site, you're using OrGraph for export, which is slightly different.
Oh,
But
okay. I'm
yes.
gonna interject very quickly because sadly we are a little pressed for time because we are heading into the next discussion. So just very quickly, if you want to continue the discussion, the BBB room is available at emacsconf.org. You can go to the talk and get the link to join the BBB. And the stream will be moving on to the next stream in about 5 to 10 seconds. So I'll see you on the other side. And thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.
All right, sorry for cutting a little abruptly, but it's because we use cron tabs to move to the next talk, and sadly, I don't have any leeway on this. So feel free to continue the discussion. I'll be moving on to make sure everything is working. So enjoy the discussion.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.